Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about faith as the assurance of heaven. And I'm taking these statements about faith from Pamela Reeves' little book, Faith Is. Today, I'm on page 42. Faith is not a vague hope of a happy hereafter, but an assurance of heaven based on my trust in Christ's death as payment for my sins. In Patricia St. John's new biography, and I guess I should tell you that St. John is the British pronunciation of what is spelled St. John. This lady's last name is St. John, Patricia St. John, but the British call it St. John, so I guess I better call it St. John. And she tells the story of three Muslim women in North Africa who, in the face of severe persecution and possible death, put their trust in Christ. It's so easy for us here in the U.S. to do as we please when it comes to religion, isn't it? We can't imagine what it means to face death in order to become a Christian. How many of us would have the courage? Yet we're called to die every day, called to die to ourselves, to abandon our selfishness and self-esteem. Just abandon all of that. Self-image, self-actualization, self-everything. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must give up your right to yourself and take up the cross and follow me. He also said, if a man wants to save himself, he will lose his life. But the one who loses his life for my sake will find his true self. Applying the cross of Christ to our lives always results in the loss of something that the world holds dear. But we'll come back to that maybe if we have time. I want you to hear the true story of Sharifa. Sharifa first heard the gospel through Helen Freeman, and her story fills pages of the diaries over a number of years. Although she can seldom join the little group in the brightness of her face, the Christ in her is much more legible than in any other, wrote Lilia Strotter. And probably in consequence, her sufferings were greater and more prolonged. She had so little teaching, but she had learned to endure, as these extracts from a letter to Lilius show. I talk much to the Lord Jesus the whole day, and great joy has come to my heart like fire, and I want him to draw my mother and sister who hate him. And as to the straightness of things, meaning the narrowness of things, I can't describe them. My mother screams a little and has patience a little, but as for my sister and her husband, they mock me every day, and sometimes I have no food. But I have seen in the Word of God that if a man is trusting and pure and does not take anxious thought, God will not leave him. For this, I'm very, very glad. And I want my heart not to think, but sometimes it does a little when times are straight. So I ask you, my sister, to pray to the precious Christ to be my helper. For I am like a man standing on the sand of the seashore, and if the sea increases, it will quickly drag me away. But the Lord Jesus knows what I need. And as he is strong to save me from sin, that thing which is most difficult, he is also strong to help me in this. And the sea increased. Her precious testament was torn up, and she and her small son were turned out of the house. They found lodgings elsewhere, but the brothers followed her and showered such libels on her that she was again asked to leave. Again she found shelter. She was never forsaken. Faith is not a vague hope of a happy hereafter, but an assurance of heaven based on my trust in Christ's death as payment for my sins. Do you know the old gospel song, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And then there's another one, an old gospel song that says, "I hear my Savior say, thy faith in me is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." Is someone bewailing some dreadful sin that you feel as though nothing can ever blot out? I give you the blood of Jesus. It makes us white as snow. The gift of God is eternal life. Let me read to you from Romans 6. "If we have become incorporate with him in a death like his, we shall also be one with him in a resurrection like his. We know that the man we once were has been crucified with Christ for the destruction of the sinful self, so that we may no longer be the slaves of sin, since a dead man is no longer answerable for his sin. But if we thus died with Christ, we believe that we shall also come to life with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, is never to die again. He is no longer under the dominion of death. For in dying as he died to sin once for all. And in living as he lives to God. In the same way, you must regard yourselves as dead to sin and alive to God in union with Christ Jesus." That's the message of the old rugged cross. What is that cross about? Why do we put it up in the front of churches? Because it is the transformed instrument of torture. Transformed, I mean, when we can wear it as a gold cross around our necks. It was a filthy, bloody, rugged old cross on which Jesus died. You know, thousands of other criminals were also crucified back in Jesus' time. He was put on that cross exactly like any other criminal. But why did he do it? Well, to carry into death forever your sins, my sins, your selfishness, my selfishness. What do we have to do? Trust him. Just trust him. Faith is not a vague hope of a happy hereafter, but an assurance of heaven. Assurance of heaven. Does that sound a little bit incredible to you, that we can have an assurance of heaven? I remember another chorus that we used to sing when I was a child. "Some think so, they hope so, they trust so, they guess so, but I know, I'm saved." And the only way that we can know that is to place our trust absolutely, positively, and forever on Christ's death as payment for our sins. It's not good people that get to heaven. It's the people that put their trust in Christ, because the Bible tells us there aren't any good people. Did you know that? You might say, "Oh, well, I know some. I know some really good people. I'm not one of them, but I sure know some good people." Well, some are worse than others, I guess, but the truth is, according to the Scripture, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that includes me, and I presume that includes you. Would you like to have that assurance of heaven? Remember, there is a Savior. There was a cross. There is a remedy that blots out all your sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amazing grace, isn't it, to think that He gave Himself for you and me. And He wants us to put our faith in Him. And you say, well, I just can't really feel this faith. I don't feel good about God. I find it hard to believe that He's really forgiving my sins. Well, how do you think Jesus felt when He was so hungry after 40 days of fasting, and along came the devil and suggested that it would be a good idea to save Himself from this hunger by turning stones into bread? Jesus did not go by His feelings. He said to the devil, "It is written." And I've just told you what is written about your sins and about your need of a Savior. Trust Him. Maybe you can get down on your knees right now and say, "Lord, I don't know how to do this, but I come to You. I put my trust in You."
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.